This goes to Jean Beatty, BeattyPac, fax 989-644-3724, and Dr. Krepostman, KrePostman, fax 989-956-4105. Dear Miss Beatty and Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. McLean with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, renal artery stenosis, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was July 10th of this year. Ms. McLean had a renal artery Doppler study, and that showed some left renal artery stenosis. And some in the right, but the left was more severe. And she has been referred to Dr. Constantino in Midland, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O. He will probably perform further testing and maybe we'll need to place a renal artery stent. She currently is feeling well. She has been checking blood pressure since July 13th, several times a week. The blood pressure started in the 150 over 90 range, but then they decreased to 130 over 80, occasionally 123 over 80. And those have been in the 130 range or less starting in September of this year. She is feeling well. She's not had any hospitalizations or illnesses since her last visit, July 10th of this year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is stable. No syncopal episodes or dizziness. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have chronic COPD and does use inhalers with good relief from the shortness of breath she gets with exertion. And she has intermittent edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, as well as metoprolol, 50 milligram twice a day. Ranexa is 500 milligram twice a day. Also, Ventolin inhaler, the B like boy, R-E, Z like zebra, T-R-I inhaler. Also, gabapentin, allopurinol, Singulair. Omeprazole is 20 milligram daily, and biotin. She is not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 144 pounds, pulse 70, and blood pressure is 128 over 70, left arm sitting large adult cuff. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace to 1 plus edema of the lower extremities, ankles, and feet. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 21st of 2023. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Sodium 141, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide is 22.7, creatinine is 1.7 with estimated GFR of 30, previous levels 1.4, 1.3, and 1.4, phosphorus 3.6, her pro-BNP level is elevated at 2,529. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable creatinine levels, and we will continue to monitor labs monthly. 2, renal artery stenosis, left greater than right, and she will be seeing Dr. Constantino in October within the next 2 weeks. 3, COPD, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.